Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with some upcoming performances at Duke University. For tickets for all these performances, you can call the University box office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up on Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium is the New Century Chamber Orchestra featuring Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg on violin. Tickets for this performance are from $20 to $42, and Duke students are $10, and this is a reserved seating performance. New York Times says, a committed and distinctive performer, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg has been a top classical violin soloist since winning the Nuremberg International Violin Competition in 1981. Upon becoming the musical director of the Bay Area's New Century Chamber Orchestra in 2008, she lent its signature rough-hewn musicality as a new sense of vitality and determination, as well as an audacious swagger, and that's a quote from Gramophone magazine. Salerno-Sonnenberg performs with and conducts the New Century Chamber Orchestra at Duke Performances, soloing in a William Balkan violin concerto after an opening Mendelssohn Sinfonia. On the second half of the program, Bacanakis Brasileiros from Brazil's Heitor Villa-Lobos leads into The Late Metamorphosis of Strauss, a novel and highly personalized work of restless transformations. Again, the New Century Chamber Orchestra will be performing Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Also on Friday, January 25th, as well as Saturday, January 26th at the Casbah in Durham, the Fred Hirsch Trio will be performing. Tickets are $24, and this is general admission. If you're a Duke student, it is $10. Pianist Fred Hirsch was the first artist in 75 years deemed worthy to play extended solo engagements at New York's legendary jazz club in the Village Vanguard. His inestimable depth as a musician is compounded in rapport with his Crackerjack Trio, featuring suspenseful drummer Eric McPherson and commanding bassist John Hebert. Together, they leave no stone in jazz unturned. Now they visit the Casbah, an intimate downtown nightclub, for two nights of cultivated, fiery questioning over ranging musical terrain. Sophisticated and lyrical, Hirsch emblemizes the wellspring of timeless beauty, ancient traditions, and always the true spirit of modern jazz. And that was a quote from Billboard magazine. Again, the Fred Hirsch Trio will be performing Friday, January 25th, and Saturday, January 26th at the Casbah in Durham. Tours will open at 8 p.m., and the concert will actually begin at 9 p.m. Mike Daisy, American Utopias, is coming to the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. The performances for this begin Wednesday, January 30th at 8:15 p.m., Thursday, January 31st, Friday, February 1st, Saturday, February 2nd, and all those performances are at 8:15 p.m. On Sunday, February 3rd, there will be a performance at 3:15 p.m. And again, this is at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council, $32 for general admission seating and $10 for Duke students. Master storyteller Mike Daisy, whose tragic comedy and patriotic outrage identify him as a direct descendant of Mark Twain, and that's a quote from The Stranger, he offers his latest monologue, American Utopias, for a five-day run in PSI Theater. In his most recent work, Daisy brings us a distinctly American vision of utopia, how people create public spaces in which they come together to act out dreams of a better world. Daisy travels everywhere to pursue the story, from Disney World and its nostalgic theme park perfection, to the drug-fueled Antarctic excesses of Burning Man, to Zuccotti Park, where in the unlikeliest place the Occupy movement was born. Gunplay-raving animatronic presidents and brutal police actions come together to paint the landscape of our American dream. Daisy has spent 15 years honing a deceptively spontaneous style of solo performance, which brings subtle theatrical underpinnings to apparently freewheeling talk. With quiet rage and fierce humor, he covers an endless array of topics: post-traumatic stress disorder, urban transit, the Department of Homeland Security, and recently Apple, 2012's controversial The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs, was named the best new play of the year by the Washington Post. Again, Mike Daisey's American Utopias, performing Wednesday through Saturday, which is January 30th through February 2nd at 8:15 p.m., and also on Sunday, February 3rd at 3:15 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. On Friday, February 1st at the Page Auditorium, Amjad Ali Khan with Aman Ali Khan and Ayan Ali Khan will be performing, and that performance takes place at 8 p.m. Born into a family with ancestral claims to the invention of the instrument, Amjad Ali Khan is the master of the sarod, a deep-voiced cousin to the sitar with a bottomless sound. Using nails rather than fingertips, says the Washington Post, is just one of the complications of Khan's approach to the notoriously challenging Indo-Persian instrument. Yet he effortlessly coaxes out beautiful melodies, which have enchanted international audiences since 1960. Now, North India's most popular musician brings his sons, rising sarodists Aman Ali Khan and Ayan Ali Khan, for an evening of magnificent ragas, Indian folk tunes, and gracious improvisation, providing yet again that great Indian music can be as exciting as classical blues and rock. And again, this performance will take place Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $20 to $42 and $10 if you're a Duke student, and this is reserved seating. Moving on now to some performances at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. The Monterey Jazz on Tour will be performing Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are from $42 to $52. The Monterey Jazz Festival, the longest continuously running jazz festival in the world, has presented nearly every major jazz star, from Billie Holiday and Louis Armstrong to Esperanza Spalding and Trombone Shorty, since it was founded in 1958. World-renowned for its artistic excellence, sophisticated informality, and long-standing mission to create and support year-round jazz education and performance programs in local, regional, national, and international venues, the Monterey Jazz Festival On Tour 55th Anniversary Celebration continues this commitment in 2013 with its third North American tour. Featuring leading critically acclaimed Grammy-winning jazz artists, the all-star band consists of bassist and musical director Christian McBride, vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater, saxophonist Chris Potter, trumpeter Ambrose Akinmuzier, pianist Benny Green, and drummer Lewis Nash. Embracing the past, present, and future of jazz, Monterey Jazz Festival on Tour 55th Anniversary Celebration will perform an assortment of classic jazz repertoire and original compositions by band members. Again, Monterey Jazz on Tour is performing Saturday, January 26th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham. Also at the Carolina Theater on Friday, February 1st is Jesse Cook, and this performance will begin at 8 p.m. Award-winning guitar phenomenon Jesse Cook makes his first appearance at the Carolina in February with the Blue Guitar Tour 2012 in support of his eighth studio album. Cook has been recording and performing music internationally for over 17 years. He is a Juno Award-winning artist and three-time recipient of the Canadian Smooth Jazz Award for Guitarist of the Year. His previous release, The Rumba Foundation, debuted at number one on iTunes Canada and the DVD for the release premiere on PBS. With over 1 million album sales worldwide, the Toronto-based Jesse Cook has spawned a truly global fan base. Again, Jesse Cook will be playing at the Carolina Theater Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets are from $29 to $59. And again, that phone number to call for tickets is 919-560-3030. And on Saturday, February 2nd at the Carolina Theater, Jane Monhead with special guest Mark O'Connor will be performing at 8 p.m. Jane Monette is an extraordinarily gifted jazz vocalist. Her romantic and exceptional songs have made her a favorite in the jazz and cabaret worlds. She is a two-time Grammy-nominated artist and has collaborated with artists such as Michael Bublé, Ivan Lins, Terrence Blanchard, and Tom Harrell. Jane celebrates the 10th anniversary of her recording career with her most heartfelt album yet, Home. A product of America's rich Oriel folk tradition as well as classical music, Mark O'Connor's creative journey began at the feet of a pair of musical giants. The first was folk fiddler and innovator who created the modern era of American fiddling, Benny Thomason. The second, French jazz violinist, considered one of the greatest improvers in the history of violin, Stéphane Grappelli. Along the way, between these marvelous musical extremes, Mark O'Connor absorbed knowledge and influence from the multitude of musical styles and genres he studied. Now, at age 49, he has melded and shaped these influences into a new American classical music and a vision of an entirely American school of string playing. As the Los Angeles Times recently noted, he has crossed over so many boundaries that his style is purely personal. Again, Jane Monette with special guest Mark O'Connor are performing Saturday, February 2nd at the Carolina Theater. That performance takes place at 8 p.m. and tickets are from $32 to $57. Nerds, a new musical comedy, is coming to the A.J. Fletcher Theater, which is located in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. A new musical comedy, this is a cheeky original musical that celebrates the birth of computer technology and the two pop culture icons that made it possible, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. The show follows the lives of the founding fathers of modern computing as they rise from nerds to billionaires, making a mark on history and defining the golden age of technology as we know it. Nerds will star Diana DiGiarmo alongside Broadway favorites Darren Ritchie and Leslie Kritzer. North Carolina Theater is producing this pre-Broadway engagement, a first for the Raleigh arts community. Local audiences will have the unique opportunity to be a part of the creation of a show aiming for a future Broadway run. And this will take place January 18th through February 3rd. For ticket information, you can call 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Again, that number is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Moving on to the North Carolina Symphony performances. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll-free 877-627-6724. The Raleigh Classical Series, which it performs at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's located at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. This series does begin at 8 p.m., and we have Beethoven's Fourth Symphony on January 25th and 26th. Mi Ann Chen is the conductor, and Lisa De La Salle is on piano. Rossini's The Overture to the Italian Girl in Algiers, Mozart, the Piano Concerto No. 9, and Beethoven's Symphony No. 4. The North Carolina Chapel Hill series, which also begins at 8 p.m., takes place at Memorial Hall at the UNC in Chapel Hill, and that address is 208 East Cameron Avenue. And the next performance there will be on Thursday, February 7th. Cymbalist's Second Symphony. Grant Llewellyn is the musical director, and Zuel Bailey will be on cello. Robert Ward, Jubilation Overture, Britten Cello Symphony, and Cymbalist Symphony No. 2. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, Whoopi Goldberg will be performing January 25th at 8 p.m. The DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham, and tickets are you can call them at 919-680-2787. Multifaceted Whoopi Goldberg takes a break from moderating ABC's The View to make a rare stop at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center, on January 25th. She will perform her stand-up comedy followed by a question-and-answer session with audience members, moderated by ABC 11's Eyewitness News anchor Tisha Powell. Whoopi Goldberg is among a very elite group of artists who have won the Grammy, the Academy Award, the Golden Globe, the Emmy, and the Tony. Whoopi is equally well known for her humanitarian efforts on behalf of children, the homeless, human rights, education, substance abuse, and the battle against AIDS, as well as many other causes and charities. Ms. Goldberg is a Goodwill Ambassador to the United Nations. She has been honored with multiple NAACP Image Awards, numerous People's Choice Awards, including a special tribute in 1998, and 5 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards as Favorite Movie Actress, as well as various awards and honors for her many humanitarian efforts. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Again, Whoopi Goldberg will be at the DPAC on January 25th. That performance starts at 8 p.m. An evening of sit-down with Robin Williams and David Steinberg will also be coming to DPAC, and that will be January 26th. Robin Williams returns to Durham as he sits down to chat with his old friend, comedian, actor, writer, director, and author David Steinberg, live at DPAC on Saturday, January 26. As anyone who has ever seen the dynamic, energetic, unpredictable Robin Williams on TV or live knows, he will not be sitting down for long. While his last appearance was a pure stand-up comedy tour, this time around he'll be touching on a vast array of subjects. Steinberg will talk to him about a variety of topics such as his films, Mork and Mindy, Hollywood Anecdotes, the world of stand-up comedy, and his own life, all of which, inevitably, will be given the very special, very funny, and poignant Robin Williams treatment. An Academy Award-winning actor and multiple Grammy Award-winning performer, unparalleled in the scope of imagination, Robin Williams continues to add to his repertoire of indelible characters. Well known for his free associative monologues and for pointing out life's absurdities through his astute social and political observations, Williams performed 90 shows in 65 cities before 300,000 fans over the course of his most recent stand-up tour. Born in Chicago and raised in both Michigan and California, he trained at New York's Juilliard School under John Houseman. It was in 1978 when Williams first captured the attention of the world as Mork from Ork on the hit television series Mork and Mindy, which ran on ABC for 4 seasons. He then made his cinematic debut in 1980 when he starred as the title character in Robert Altman's Popeye. His additional film credits include The World According to Garp, Moscow on the Hudson, Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, The Fisher King, Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire, Jumanji, The Birdcage, Goodwill Hunting, Patch Adams, and Night at the Museum. Williams takes great joy in supporting a myriad of causes. He has toured the Middle East 4 times to help raise morale among the troops and is perhaps known best philanthropically for his affiliation with Comic Relief, which was founded in 1986 as a nonprofit organization to help America's homeless. To date, the overall efforts of the Comic Relief organization have raised over $50 million. Award-winning comedian David Steinberg has directed several films, as well as many of the most successful sitcoms on TV, including Seinfeld, Friends, Mad About You, and many more. He appeared 130 times on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, and more recently hosted the TV show Sit Down Comedy with David Steinberg. Parental discretion is advised for this performance, not recommended for guests under 18 years old. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. On February 1st, Tony Bennett's coming to DPAC. Come celebrate Valentine's Day early with the legendary vocalist Tony Bennett when he hits the DPAC stage February 1st. Tony Bennett has earned his status many times over. He is entering his 7th decade as a recording artist with 17 Grammy Awards, including the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award to his credit. Bennett remains the Columbia recording artist with the greatest longevity at the label when his Duets 2 CD debuted at number 1, which was his very first, on the Billboard album charts in September 2011. It made him the oldest artist to achieve that top spot at age 85. His 2007 primetime special, Tony Bennett, an American Classic, won 7 Emmy Awards. He is a Kennedy Center honoree and an NEA Jazzmaster. Bennett marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1965 Civil Rights March to Montgomery and was later honored with the Martin Luther King Salute to Greatness Award and the United Nations 2007 Humanitarian Award. In addition to performing, he is a successful visual artist with original paintings featured in the permanent collection of the Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington, D.C. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age to this performance, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. Gentoni Bennett will be at DPAC on Friday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium, and again, that's in downtown Raleigh, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live, and this is part of the Broadway series South, and this performance will take place on February 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets are $22 and $32. You, for ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8500, or you can order tickets directly from Ticketmaster, and that phone number is 1-800-745-3000. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live is a fusion between theater and stand-up and is based on the number one best-selling book from acclaimed author John Gray. The Mars-Venus books have now sold in excess of 50 million copies, translated into 40 different languages, and is one of the most recognized brand names in the world. This live comedy show is more than just the book. The actor in the show relates to the audience as someone who resisted the Mars-Venus work for years, but then he meets John Gray. Now his experience leads him to share with others how he sees the relationships of men and women from a very humorous perspective. This hysterical show will have couples elbowing each other all evening as they see themselves on stage. Presented via different vignettes, topics will cover everything from dating to marriage to the bedroom. This sexy, fast-paced show is for adults, but will leave audiences laughing and giggling like little kids. Over 1 million people have already experienced this entertaining one-man show in Europe, and now Emory Entertainment is proud to deliver this hysterical show to the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium for one night only. Again, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live will be performing February 1st at the Memorial Auditorium at 8 p.m. And again, the Memorial Auditorium is at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call 919-996-8500, or to order tickets directly, you can call 1-800-745-3000. Also coming up at the Memorial Auditorium is Spamalot, the Broadway series South and North Carolina present this, and this will take place February 12th through the 17th, and tickets will range from $21 to $76. The Funniest Show on Earth is back to taunt Raleigh for a second time. Winner of the 2005 Tony Award for Best Musical, Monty Python's Spamalot, the musical comedy sensation lovingly ripped off from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, now returns to spread laughter and cheer throughout the kingdom. Spamalot tells the tale of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table as they embark on their quest for the Holy Grail. But before they can find their grail, they're taking a little side trip to the fair city of Raleigh. Now, these performances begin February 12th, going through February 16th. The performances will begin at 7:30 with a performance at 2 p.m. also on February 16th. On February 17th, there will be a 2 p.m. performance as well as a 7:30 p.m. performance. Again, this for ticket information, you can call 919-996-8500. And now it's time to read some information from Pinecone. Celebrating Our Roots, a fundraiser benefiting Pinecone featuring Bloomsbury, will take place Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m. with a reception at 7 p.m. at the Raleigh Little Theater, which is located at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Tickets are $50 plus any fees set by the ticket provider, and the proceeds do benefit Pinecone. Some bands seem to embody the community from which they sprang, and Bloomsbury is one such band for Raleigh. Raleigh has long been a hotbed for string band music. As host to one of the largest radio stations in the Southeast prior to World War II, Raleigh's WPTF was a prominent stop on the country music radio circuit, attracting the likes of Charlie Poole's Swing Billies, the Monroe Brothers, the Delmar Brothers, Blue Sky Boys, J.E. Maynard's Mountaineers, and Johnny and Jack, the Tennessee Hillbillies, with Kitty Wells and Chet Aikins, to name just a few. Raleigh's history of high-quality acoustic roots music runs long and deep, and for more than 40 years, Raleigh's own Bloomsbury has continued this long-standing tradition of music making. With tight vocal blends and a constant swapping of instruments, this group showcases the wide range of folk music prominent in the region, including blues, bluegrass, gospel, old-time fiddle and banjo tunes, and much more. Bloomsbury is Wade Hargrove, Mel Williams, Wade Smith, John Crumpler, Ron Raxter, and Karen Linen. Although veteran musicians, each member enjoys a full-time profession other than music and regularly performs with other bands in the area. Thus, Bloomsbury performances are indeed rare and special occurrences as good friends reunite to share their passion for the music that makes Raleigh special. Again, the fundraiser benefiting Pinecone featuring Bloomsbury will be on Friday, January 25th at 8 p.m., reception at 7 p.m. Tickets, you can call the Pinecone box office at 919-664-8302. Tickets are $50, and this will take place at the Raleigh Little Theater at 301 Pogue Street in Raleigh. Irish Music Session will be on Sunday, January 27th from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tír na n-Óg at 218 South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Tír na n-Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at CREATCONST at bellsouth.net for more information. Also coming up in, this week in Bluegrass, Saturday, January 26th, the 12th Annual African American Cultural Celebration, and that will take place at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-807-7900. Kate Campbell will be performing at the Cary Arts Center in Cary. Their phone number is 919-481-5190. The Steep Canyon Rangers will be at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-821-4111. Joe Gore and the Alternative will be at the Art Center in Carrboro. Their phone number is 919-929-2787. Freddie Bradbourne with Lise Uanik and Mary Rocap at 7:30. And Ironing Board Sam will be at 9 p.m. at the Depot in Hillsboro. And their phone number is 919-643-3768. And again, all those performances will be on Saturday, January 26th. Wednesday, January 30th, Quiet the Voices will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-833-8898. And finally, on Thursday, January 31st, we have Robert Earl Keane at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call 919-821-4111. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.